Hi, I was going to try and convince you I was John, but I think even without the video, that wasn't going to work. So, for those of you who don't know me, I am April, John's assistant. I'm a lot more comfortable behind the scenes, but tonight I'm going to host. And tonight we have Julie Love with us. I don't know if any of you watched the VTO call with Julie recently, but she is a catalytic change agent. She is a spiritual teacher, and tonight she's all yours. So we will, you can ask questions and talk to her, and she'll perform her magic with you. And I'll call on you and raise your hand, and I'll call on you, and you can unmute yourself at that time. And as for John, we'll just pretend I locked him in a dark room somewhere. I mean, seriously,
Very good, April.
he's been in there for 48 hours now. I would be crazy. It'll be interesting to see who John is after the 10 days in the
So,
dark.
when did he go in? I thought he was going in the next day after our class. It
was Wednesday, I think.
Oh,
Oh, was
golly.
it?
I think it was Wednesday.
I can't
Was
even remember. Is it awful?
Wednesday? You said Wednesday.
Yeah.
I can't imagine either.
Maybe you can all collectively send him some energy while we're together.
I don't know if energy is what he needs. I mean, he's locked in a dark room. What's he gonna do with it? No, and he says there's a shower, they bring him food and stuff, but it would still be really disturbing to me. I'm going to have a special guest here for a moment. Come here, Bubba. My grandson is coming to say goodnight to me. So you guys get to see him. Come here, August. Come here. No, we're not going to watch Rockets, but you can come say hi. Come here.
Who is this?
Come here.
Oh.
Come say hi to the people. Want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, buddy.
Hello.
This is August. He's almost three. He wants to watch videos of Rockets, but I think his daddy will take him upstairs for that.
How
Are you
nice.
looking at all the people? Give me a kiss.
Hi, August.
No,
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Can you say hi?
Hello.
Hi,
Nice to meet
guys.
you.
Hi, buddy.
I
He wants to watch Rockets.
want to do a thing that does.
Yeah.
I want to do a speech that does. Hey, yo.
Hey,
Hi. Hi.
I love Hey Yo. Hey Yo, goodbye.
Sorry about that. I was hoping
April, I thought
he'd
they
show.
were your children in the picture.
I'm sorry?
I thought they were your children in the picture.
Oh no.
I
Oh
didn't
no.
realize you were grand.
I am ancient.
I
No, I live with my daughter and her husband. And August, he'll be three later this month.
Oh, how nice.
And we just moved a week and a half ago, I think, into a new house.
Oh.
So my husband and I have the basement and they have the upstairs. And he's got his little desk right there where he
Perfect.
sits with me. So
Where do you live, April?
in Virginia, we live kind of
Oh.
in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, I understand that.
It's kind of nice. You drive
Pretty.
through farmland to get here. It's really pretty and nice, and we like it.
Virginia's beautiful.
But anyway, enough about me. Julie, well, there you are. You keep
Yeah.
moving around on the page. Okay, everybody, please mute yourselves and raise your hand if you want to talk to Julie, and let's get going on this fun
Well,
part.
awesome. Thank you, April, for holding space for us and being there to help with the calls and stuff or the questions. So how is everybody tonight? Well, you're all just on mute, so I'm sure everybody is feeling lots of there's actually a bit of a calm in the atmosphere now after a couple of weeks of intense solar flares and downloads. I'm sure you all have felt it. Tonight, I thought I would talk about kind of what keeps coming up is I sense that we're coming out of a really deep, soulful rest period, like a rejuvenation on a soul level. And so many of us are getting kind of squirmy on the inside and wondering what we're going to do next with our life. And so soul purpose is really big theme for me in life right now. A lot of clients, so a couple sessions in, they're like, yeah, I want to do what you do. How do you do that? And so that's been kind of where I'm heading into, is teaching all the behind the scenes. So all the steps that I had to do to get to where I'm at today, and make it really practical. And, you know, knowing that coming out of a deep initiation period is where I believe a lot of us started going into, even in 2018-19, and we're now kind of coming out of the fog almost. And with COVID, a lot of us got a reset from our daily typical lives and got some time to think about what we really want to do here. And so today I want to bring in some rejuvenation energies for everybody. It feels like a lifetime ago, but I think it was only like 2 months ago. I had this 3-day experience I've never had in my whole life, where I was in a very deep meditative space where I couldn't get out of it. And I kept being instructed just to stay there, just to be there. It on a soul level, I think it was the very end of a deep initiation period I had, because the years prior, I was doing my healing work with, you know, a lot of private sessions, but I didn't have any clarity about what else I was supposed to be doing. I had a lot of visions, but the energy to start them just kept, it would just dissipate. I'd be excited for 2 weeks or maybe 2 days. And then I'd wake up one day and it was like, gosh, where'd all my MO go? Where'd my P and V go? And so I think a lot of us kind of have been on this roller coaster of getting excited about something and then the energy dissipate. And so now is a time to really start focusing on, you know, what is in your heart. What does your day, like if you were to think about what do you really, really, really want your life to look like, and start envisioning that and planning that out. Because I believe that we all came here with a soul blueprint, and that one of the ways our guides communicate soul purpose to us is through our emotional state, right? So interests, what we're drawn to, what excites us, what are our passions, are great indicators of ways that we're being shown to use the special gifts that each one of you has. Like you know, Patricia, you can only be, or the gifts that you have are only yours in this lifetime. And so by you expressing them, that is your energy going into the atmosphere that only you can bring, you know, in anything you choose to do. And I'm a firm believer that when I talk about life purpose, you know, somebody's life purpose might be to be a super efficient plumber, you know, somebody's life purpose could be basket weaving. And so imagine if that was somebody's life purpose and they put so much healing energy in that basket. And imagine as if that basket was on some family's kitchen table. So the whole life of that basket, that person's energy, loving energy, would be exuding from that basket because they were so passionate while they made it, because they love to do that. And they're also using their natural talent by working with their hands. And so, you know, I'd love for each one of you to really dig deep and ask yourself what you're here to do next. Right? We've all accomplished so many things already. We've all lived many seasons of life. And we all have responsibilities, things that we maybe have to keep doing, even though they might be starting to not be as in alignment with our soul as they were when we began them, because we're growing out of them and into something else. So it is a balance of doing what you have to do and doing what you want to do. So I'm sure there's plenty of us in that position where we have, you know, are spending our extra hours working on our passion, hoping to get enough esteem behind it to bring it forward to the world and also have it sustain us in the things that we need. So I see a couple hands up. Does anybody want to ask questions first, or should we do some meditation with some deep renewal energies? These are multi-dimensional energies. For those of you who don't know how I work, bring in very high level multi-dimensional energies, and we can, so it'll be a rejuvenation energy, and I'll bring in some soul alignment for your next season of life.
Oh, let's do that. That sounds
okay. Great. Okay, great. Awesome. Well, I want everyone to just get comfy in your seat and find a space where you can close your eyes and take some deep cleansing breaths. And on each exhalation, I want you to sink deeper into your chair. Good. I want you to imagine that you have grounding cords that effortlessly come out of the bottom of your feet. You're going to dig deep into the fifth dimensional Mother Earth, however far that feels to you. Good. We're going to pull the energy up from Mother Earth. Imagine that you have a tube of light that comes all the way, encompasses your body, and goes all the way up to source light, however high that feels to you. Good. Ooh, the light codes are already coming in. I want you to imagine as if you're sitting inside your own full moon. I see the energy field, the extended energy field, as like a big crystalline globe. Could be 25, 50 feet in diameter, however big it feels to you. Good. So I want you to imagine through your tunnel of light coming straight from source light, all those yummy rejuvenation energies coming down the pipeline. Good. Into your energy body. In your human body. Good. It's a beautiful, warm pink energy. This is an unconditional, loving, supportive, compassionate energy. Compassion for all you have been through on a soul level. Good. Ooh. Lots of purging out of the heart chakra. Good. So as those energies come in from above, they're kind of blowing out your heart chakra, like blowing through you, pulling out any discomfort, old emotional states, wounding and trauma out of the heart center. Good. Ooh. Also coming in now is a beautiful warm green. So this is a very healing on a cellular level. So imagine this healing energy is coming into your body, and every cell of your body is just soaking it up. It's kind of it looks like a recalibration. So imagine just recalibrating, bringing that crystalline body alive and vibrant, and also aligning that. So many of us are transitioning our structure so quickly, our bodies are having a hard time keeping up. Good. So we've all received so much light lately. And so I want you to invite that light deep into your body. Heard of a lot of people, myself included, that have just miraculously gained a couple pounds. And what I keep seeing shown is that the light is, it needs to go somewhere. And it's such a high vibrational light we've been receiving that the core of our body needs to invite it in. And that's also going to help bring physical healing. And just to be able to be in alignment with all that light coming in on a biological level. good. Ooh, lots of heart openings going on. Definitely picking up on some heavy energy on your shoulders. So I want you to imagine as if you had football pads on, like the shoulder pads. Okay, we're just going to take that as one unit and we're going to fling it up to source light to be transmuted. We're going to release any and all burdens that you're carrying. Ooh. We're going to release any and all shoulds. So tune in to where you might be operating through the energy of I should. I should do this because I've done that. I should do this because people are expecting me. I should do this because I've made plans to do this. But all those should energies, whoo, those are heavy. So when we, let's just give yourself a clean slate. Good. Whoo. Wow, lots of lots of energies coming out, especially around the eyes and the throat. Coming in and doing some brain shifts. We're clearing the old shoulds, things that you think you should be doing just for particular reasons, and we are bringing in new connections for you to receive clear guidance of your next steps moving forward. And we only have so much time to express your life purpose in this lifetime. And so no pressure. I didn't say that to make pressure, but I said that to get you excited to think about, you know, if you could recreate your life, what would it really, really look like? So I want to give you a few minutes to ponder that question. I'm feeling in from the minute you get up, what does your day look like? Your perfect day. And while you do that, I'm going to keep clearing your energy. Also doing lots of cord cutting. And as you come out of that, if you have a pen and paper near you and want to jot down any visions that you received, any insights, anything new for you, now would be a good time to do that. Good. How's everybody feeling?
I'm glad we get a recording of that. I may do that every morning.
Oh, good. You know, I do that every morning.
Nice.
That's there's so many simple things that I have learned that are highly effective, especially when you repeat them. I was always, you know, the old Jules was on the way to the next new thing. And so as my wisdom has kicked in, I realized, wow, one truth is always simple. healing and getting on with your life purpose work actually isn't rocket science. There's a couple simple things we can do every day to continue to align with that. One question I would love to share with you guys that I ask my guidance team every morning is, what can I do today to align with my destiny, my soul purpose? I believe that we all came here with some major themes that we chose to work through, and some main things that keep brewing within us, right? They keep calling our name, no matter how many times we try to ignore them. In fact, when you cut your cords to things that seem sort of out of reach because you want to kind of relieve yourself, they just magnetize themselves right back to you. So that's a powerful question. So another powerful question to ask every day is, what is my intuition? What messages does my intuition have for me today? And even if you feel like you want to be more intuitive by doing some of these simple things, you ask that question every morning, you're going to start hearing a lot more guidance come through, because you're developing a relationship with your guides, right? And so the more that we commune with them, the closer our relationship becomes with them, and we could start hearing a lot better. And it's so many, what's coming through is just a reminder that everyone has different abilities to hear their teams and their guidance, their guides and angels. And so you are definitely hearing from them. It might be like an inner nudge or a gut feeling. You might get pictures, like visions in your head. Not as many people actually hear them. So if you're waiting to hear them, don't look for their only way they communicate with you. There's so many signs that your guides are communicating with you. It's just, you keep asking for, to open up your clairs, you know, clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyance, I think there's five altogether, to start opening those up. Those are some things too. Probably about 10, 12 years ago, I started asking for DNA upgrades, right? Our etheric DNA. So really how I see that now is that when we ask for DNA upgrades, or we raise our vibration, that raises our level of consciousness, which to me is just our ability to perceive energy and to feel the energies. Your psychic awareness, your intuitive abilities will increase, but it's all happens simultaneously. So another good thing, you know, if you feel led to ask to activate your dormant DNA, it's your etheric DNA. And I always say with ease and grace, because I actually had a Kundalini experience that almost fried my mental body. It took me more than 3 years to integrate. That was 6 years ago. It was very, very intense. And what I've learned since then is that, you know, even a lot of people in mental institutions, they literally woke up too quick. So when we're asking for something so potent as DNA activations, we can start getting excited and think, oh, I want all my spiritual gifts awakened now, and, you know, do it quickly. But we definitely want to ask, what is to your highest good? I find that very important, so that you are awakened on I see the templates in our energy field as, it's almost like our circulatory, our electrical body in our energy field. And I see that everyone has, you know, a whole library of templates. And as we activate them, then we're able to perceive energies differently. If that makes sense to you guys. But yeah, those super important questions to start inching you toward your destiny. I know that can kind of be like a kind of word. I don't love the word, but I don't really know another word. And that really helps even for me on a daily basis, if I'm always aligning with my destiny, even if I have to make a choice that might seemingly be that I'm then going to go through some emotional pain, but if it's part of my soul path, I believe our soul path and destiny is everything we're wanting on a soul level. Like, meaning all the love, joy, and abundance that I am, you know, wanting to align with is on my destiny, even if I have to go through a little pain to get there. So same with relationships, like, you know, to always be on your destiny. If people start coming in and out of your life, and I don't just mean primary, but just know that, you know, everything's, if you're always asking to go along your soul path and your destiny, then think the opportunities are going to gravitate towards you. People are going to vibrate in and out of your life to your highest good and theirs. So there's just some simple ways you can start aligning yourself on a daily basis with those powerful questions.
Hey, Julie, why don't we go ahead and do some questions?
Sure.
Jennifer, do you want to unmute yourself?
I'm unmuted. Hi. So I don't know what my soul blueprint is. I don't know, you know, how well I speak to my guides. I have a lot of faith and I have a lot of love. And my question is, for the most part, aren't we along our soul path naturally anyway? Mm-hmm. I mean, just instead of waking up and asking, you know, am I on the soul path? You know, I'm happy to do that, but I don't always have the answers. And it leaves me questioning, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? And that's really hard.
Sure. That's a beautiful question. how I see the soul blueprint is, you know, when we're on the other side, before we chose to jump into this incarnation, you know, I see us as almost like a board meeting with our team, and even the high council gets in there. And so as on a soul level, we're so excited about coming down here and just, you know, kicking butt. And then we get down here and there's a lot of interference and a lot of conditioning that we've had along the way. So one of the key indications that you are on your true soul path, meaning, and you're right, every day you are on your soul path. Your soul does not care if it takes you one or 10 or more lifetimes to learn and to master a certain theme that you're living through right now. So on the soul level, there is so much patience. there's no rush. One of the indications of you being like aligned with your destiny, meaning not holding yourself back from your capabilities and your potential in this lifetime, is if you feel fulfilled on a soul level. If you're happy, you know, I'm not talking about happy 24/7. We all go through emotional states. That's why we came here. but just fulfilled and excited about life, that you have something to look forward to, that you're engaging in using your natural soul gifts in some way. You know, we're all here to contribute to the whole. Contribution is fulfillment. And so when we're using, and true fulfillment is when we're using our soul gifts to contribute. So if you're feeling super fulfilled, happy, like happy, joyful, excited about your life, then you're right on track. If you have some, you know, where you're dissatisfied, your soul is like, it's almost like you're heart sick. If you're experiencing a lot of pain and don't have things to look forward to, that would be a good time to start asking those questions. You know, what am I here? You know, what can I do today to be on my destiny, or to, what I have it all. I have actually, if you guys, have my email, if you're on my thing, I have a beautiful 8 email series with all of these questions in it to ask each day. But, you know, super simple question, whether we feel epic or down, is what messages does my intuition have for me today? You know, I could almost share what mine said this morning. I ask the question every morning. This morning feels like 3 days ago. I don't even remember. So, you know, and then it's also, did I answer your, what was your name again, Sweeney?
Jenny. So I guess asking yourself, am I on my, am I going the right way? And, you know, if it's, you're happy and you love what you do and you're passionate about it, but, you know, there are circumstances, family, et cetera, that also influence and are part of your soul journey, of course. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've just been sort of in a searching place for a long time now. Mm-hmm. And I'm being patient, and it's just hard to keep, you know, at this age, to say, okay, what am I going to start over doing? What am I supposed to do? And so,
you know, let's clear some of that. Mm-hmm. Let's clear some of, I understand that. I call it been there, done that energy. Okay. Right. So we can get enthusiastic again, because, you know, I had a family really young, and I was a stay home. I had 3 kids and 2 nephews, a stay home mom. And then I homeschooled them all and have been through a lot with them. So I feel like I've already had a major season of life. Right. And then it's like, well, how do you just keep going? How do you get the momentum, you know, that fire? Like, that's what I was asking. Like, when I pulled my kids out of school and started homeschooling them, I never felt more aligned in my entire life. In this last many years, I'm like, team, this is what I want. Just give me the vision and the knowing, and I'm going to work so hard at it, because it's not going to feel like work. Just like when I homeschooled the kids, I loved it, right? It was my passion. And I, you know, took that out into the world and mentored other homeschool moms and started community co-ops with other families. So I dove in. And so, you know, knowing that so look back at your achievements and how, when you knew something, like it were just resonated so deeply within you, think about how much energy you had and clarity to produce it, to be that person. And so as we, you know, been there, done that, have already exuded so much energy in this lifetime, that's when we keep asking our team for more and more rejuvenation energies. I definitely sense about 6 to 12 months, you're going to have some major movement. So, you know, I also love astrology as a tool. There's some, you know, initiation periods literally show up on your natal chart, or in what's currently going on with the astral bodies, the energetic influence of those. And so, I literally ask myself all the time, like, Julie, what do you really want your life to look like? Then I make a plan, like, okay, this is what I want. How am I going to get it? So I believe the more conscious we become, we stop thinking. You know, after that Kundalini experience I had, my thinking mind, I swear it was in my heart chakra. Like, I didn't have a thinking mind. I don't have a monkey mind anymore. And I have to make myself think. So I think as we become more conscious, that part of our brain isn't the one in charge anymore. And so, but that's, you know, connection with your soul. Like, what do you really want your life to look like from this moment forward? And I tell you, if you keep asking that question, it's not about like soul purpose as in some defined thing you're supposed to be doing. It's really on a deeper level, you're in tuned with who you really are. and what you really do want to feel, be, and do in this lifetime. What do you want to create? And then as you start to ask those questions, you'll get tasks, what you have to do each day to get there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of about, it's that deep, deep soul searching. And then, okay, so you know what you want your daily life to look like. Then it's all about education. We have to get back to work. One of my favorite teachers, David Avapada Wolf, I'm part of his inner circle, and he's you know, putting so much content out that is saving people's lives. He's in the health world, and you know, he's such an inspiration to me. And he's always back to work. He's like, he's telling himself all day long, back to work, back to work, back to work. He feels that he, you know, he's almost taken on, like, what he says, what helps him is he feels like he's a superhero here to help save the world. So what is he doing today to help save the world? Because that's what fuels him on a soul level, is he knows he's here to make a difference. And so everybody has something within them that they're here to do to save the world, I believe, especially all of you. You know, if you've gravitated to being on John Burgo's inner circle, you have stuff your soul intended to do on this planet in this lifetime. And so our circumstances, our families, our struggles, they can weigh on us and distract us. And so if you are experiencing a lot of distractions, you'll ask yourself, well, what part of me still needs distractions? Right? Because that's going to pinpoint a fear within you. Distractions, when we magnetize distractions, even if it seems like somebody else's drama keeps entering our life, but we don't seem to be in, you know, the originators of the drama, there's some part of our energy field that is a vibrational match to said drama, right? So distraction energies. And we have to start looking at those, going, wow, what part of me is still willing to be distracted? What part of me is still scared to express my soulful gifts? And that could be with family. You know, I poured my heart and soul into my kids, and they were my first career. You know, I ran my family like a business. I mean, a very loving business, but I had a mission and a focus. And, you know, so far, two of the three are exactly what my vision was. But I put so much effort. I put so much effort. And so I keep asking for more and more energy to have that energy to put in the effort, right? So my next soul purpose now, the energy healing and clearing. And, you know, I'm really passionate about helping people come out with their life work. And that, so now I'm getting, you know, I'm a cap, my sun sign is a Capricorn. So I'm back to my super practical, you know, there's so many things I do on a daily basis to be sitting here right now. It didn't just come into my lap, right? I work hard to be here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things I have to do with my physical body to stay a clear conduit. There's, you know, a lot I learn. I read and read and read every day. I'm educating myself every day. And then on my business, I'm working on my business. Like after we get off this call, I am getting on my bike because I have mysteriously gained like 25 pounds out of nowhere. And so I already had a workout today and a walk, and I'm going to get back on the pedals and maybe just for 10 minutes, but I'm putting in the time. Like that's what I mean by back to work, because we only have so much time to make an impression. And even if that, if, believe me, I would have another set of kids and do the whole mom thing all over again. So whatever that is, we all have an outlet. We're here to contribute to society. And that could be raising super conscious, loving kids. You know, anything that we're doing. If we're working in an office, oh my gosh, you could exude so much love just out of your voice, you know, answering the phones or whatever you're doing. If we're working in retail, we can, you know, just be that beautiful, loving person for those people, that is soul purpose, right? That is soul purpose. We could be the most amazing, you know, greeter at Walmart. Like, I mean, some of these, you know, they're so sweet and you could just feel their genuine love. So they're on their soul purpose, right? So our soul purpose is doing what we love. And that could be any way that we connect with other people is really how I see soul purpose is how are we connecting with other people and giving, you know, our soulful love. And I believe that we all, especially you guys, you have activated templates in your energy field. And so everywhere you go, you are sprinkling those awakening codes to others. And so when we're happy and full of light and love on ourselves, no matter what is going on in our life, it's about mastering being happy and sad at the same time. You know, we could be just having so much heart pain, right? Emotional pain. But, you know, when I'm in that state, I'm like, wow, this is pretty interesting. But I know something is being released from me. So I actually get excited knowing that I'm metabolizing that emotional trauma, that pain is leaving my body forever. So I will do, okay, so if I'm really an energetic wreck today, what can I do today to salvage the day? So if I have that, I mean, there's been some big energies coming through you guys. I'm sure you guys have all been purging so much old stuff. So it's like, okay, well, what can I do to salvage the day? It might be diving into whatever book is you're attracted to or you're passionate about learning about right now. You know, it could be one of your hobbies. Do you like planting? Like, you just always looking at making the most of each day, even when we're feeling down. So what can I do to salvage this day? I literally ask those questions. So I'm asking them to myself, my higher self, my team. I'm asking those questions and then I do get answers. You know, and if, you know, I mean, I could go on and on, but I'm trying to make it really practical. Like it's really just getting to know thyself and what, you know, really what makes you tick.
Something you said was really interesting. And I don't know, Jenny, if this would make a difference to you, but we're not all David Wolf saving the world. Sometimes, most of the time, our influence is a smaller thing than the whole world. And the influence that you have in your circle is as important as anything anybody else does. And sometimes it feels oppressive, sometimes it feels pointless, but if you recognize that the impact that you make on those around you is as important as anything else, it'll lift you and help you not feel dragged down by the minutiae all the time. And I like what Julie said about asking those questions. What can I do to make this day better, to salvage this day? Because let's face it, some days really suck. I think about John locked in a dark room. Oh my goodness. I am sure he's having some really bad moments. But what's going to come out of it? And some of the things we do, I mean, particularly as women, there's a lot of stuff we just have to do that doesn't seem like it makes any sense or major impact. But it's how you do it and how you, like you said, you do it with love and it elevates what you do and keeps you floating rather than sinking. There's my 2 cents worth.
I love that.
Let's take another question. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Jill, can you unmute yourself, please? Got a pattern going. We're doing the J's today.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Jim.
I don't often get to stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning, my time to connect with you guys. So I felt drawn to this one. So hello, everybody. My question is, all the energies have made me feel like I'm on a roller coaster. So sometimes I'm absolutely in the flow and I'm flying. I'm in the flow. Everything is coming to me and asking. And over recent months, I've created products which I feel are fantastic for the world and I want to get them out there. Mm-hmm. And then just when I've created everything, the little me comes in and says, who are you to have all these big ideas to go out there? And I then procrastinate and don't do it. And then I seem to encourage going along and having meetings where I get asked, well, how do you know that what you've created is going to be that good and can do things? You're a liar. You don't know what you're talking about. And then I knock my confidence and I'm going on this roller coaster. So I just want any words of guidance or anything you can pick up, whether or not I am on the right track, whether I need to be what you just said to Jennifer, that is a case of being big in my own little pond, but not necessarily needing to be like David Wolf. But I don't know. I've got a product and I don't want to just leave it in my living room. I want to get it out there if it can be helpful to people.
Absolutely. No, that's a great question. Yes. And, you know, I too will be super excited about something for a couple days a week. And then the clarity and the passion for it wanes. And I wonder, gosh, what is wrong with me? Right. Which led me to find this lady, Vanessa. She's the moon lady. So she teaches, I'm in her membership. She teaches you that the moon is really influencing our emotional bodies and where the moon is in your houses in astrology. And you don't need to know a lot about astrology to make it useful, but her sales page was exactly how I was feeling. And I really thought, gosh, Jules, why can't you get it together? Right? Why can't you just do this? And so I realized there's an ebb and flow. And so, you know, when I pick live dates for my calls and stuff like that, I literally look at my astrological calendar because I know when the moon is in my 12th house, I am not going to be very extroverted, right? It's going to be a period of drawing in and purging the subconscious. And so, that has really set me free, but it got too complicated for me to plan my entire life around the moon. So you know what I do now? I just kick myself in the butt. So if I've created something, like I don't like the tech part of anything. I'm a quantum healer. I did build a website. I built two of them now. That's shocking to me because that's the opposite of who I am. So when I say, like, tell myself, Jules, just get back to work, like you just have to do it, because we can sit here and self-sabotage our entire life, right? And I'm going to clear the energy of self-sabotage for everybody in a minute, all that's hanging out in your energy field. But we could think that we have all these energetic blocks, but I think a lot of us who are becoming more and more conscious, it's actually mindset at this point. It's mindset. So I've encouraged, I know we've all been so drawn to all the spiritual books and all of that for, you know, your journey. You know, about 10, 15 years ago, I got into the mind science things and then I kind of left it and got more and more into quantum healing. And now I'm back. Like, okay, I've mastered that. Not mastered, can never master, but now I need to refine my mindset. I need to, which I think is where a lot of the sabotages hang out. In the mindset. So you have control over that little voice in your head that says, oh, this might not be good enough. This might not be good enough. And two things coming to mind is one, before I came out with my healing work, I kept begging my guides to just show me what it should look like. I just needed some structure, something, some format to come out with. I didn't know what a session should look like. And they told me for 18 months, they said, Julie, the only thing you have left to learn, you will only learn by doing it. Okay. And so then I started, I got some guinea pigs and I worked on people to see what was even coming through. And one thing led to another. So for you, then I started getting feedback, right, at the changes that were happening in people, which then helped me to see that, oh, I am seeing things right in the energy world. Oh, what my team is giving me is correct. Started developing that self-confidence that when I'm tuning in, what I'm receiving is beneficial to others, which then gave me the confidence to continue to deliver things to other people. And so I would encourage you to make a list of any remaining tasks to get those products out there and just map it out. Even if you work on it 1 hour a day, whatever time you have, love yourself so much that you are going to work on that project and just get it out there. Because imagine if I was still, you know, self-sabotaging myself and I was afraid to come out with my healing work. I have helped thousands of people now in a few short years. And so imagine if I was still sitting there biting my nails going, man, I never was given a structure of what this should look like, right? And so you do have so much to share with other people. And so much of the self-sabotage is really mindset. So we have to just make ourselves do it. You know, like being super practical, it's triple digits for like the sixth day in a row here. And I'm going to change my outfit and I'm literally just going to get on my bike because I love myself so much that I'm going to keep working at it inch by inch. It's a cinch. I'm going to be minimum of 10 minutes just because of the workout I already did today, right? Then I'm going to come in, I'm going to saute some veggies, even though I may want something totally different. I'm making myself make good choices. We can't wait for self-discipline or willpower to kick in because those are ideas. Mindset, we just make ourselves do certain things. And if we're really, really tired, that is your body talking to you. So I don't push if I'm exhausted, there's no way I'm going to push myself beyond that. That would be going the other way with it, right? But I'm going to have a little energy left in the tank after this call. And so I'm going to make myself do that. But if I was energetically depleted, I would honor myself. I would love myself so much that I know, okay, Jules, we're going to go take a shower, get our pajamas on and chill, either read a book or meditate or something. Or if you have a show you like that is, you know, touches you in a heart center, does something for you, you know, give yourself that moment. So it's an ebb and flow of self-care and self-expression, right? So the self-care rejuvenates yourself, helps to create a body in harmony. So we have more energy to give to other people. But would you like to say something, Jill? And then I'm going to clear some self-sabotage.
Because I have been doing, since all this madness in the world started, I've taken control of myself and my life, and I've been doing exactly what you described. I do Tai Chi each morning for an hour, and I've been making sure that I eat a good diet, cooking for myself each day. And in doing so, I've lost 4 stone in weight. That's 14 pounds in a stone, and I don't know, it's 4 stone in English, which is quite a lot of weight. And I needed to. But I've reached this point now where I've been trying out the product I've created, and I've let it out to a small group of people and to test it out. And I've started to get the most incredible feedback coming back. And now I'm sort of almost in a panic about what do I do now? Because like you, I don't know how to create a website. I haven't got the resources financially to create a website and get somebody else to do it. I don't know how to do these things now.
Okay.
But I don't want to waste this wonderful feedback I'm getting.
Absolutely. So congratulations that you're getting the feedback. Way to go. And all that you've transformed in your body, that's a lot of change in a short period of time. Congratulations and all that you're in, you know, putting through. And then think about how all these ideas, now that you're clear, all these ideas and the energy to produce them is there. So you're on a really tight learning curve. So a learning curve where the whole tech part, you know, one, you can create a super cheap and easy website, I think, on Squarespace. I use Kajabi, which at first, the whole tech thing was so foreign to me. It was like a different language, and it literally hurt to sit down and try and do it, to be honest. And 2 days before my appearance on the John Burgo Show, my old quantum healing website, I let go because I'm kind of transitioning from those really long sessions where I do so much clearing. It was literally started, even though I felt like I could run a marathon when I was done, I think over time, it was starting to deplete me on a physical level, which a lot of light workers who are healers like that do energy work are starting to say the same thing about year 3 or 4 of doing the work. Which I think is very much related to just take so much more minerals and vitamins of our human body to be that conduit. And so I'm transitioning. So I let my website go, and then I'm going to be on the John Burgo Show. I need somewhere where somebody can find me, right? So I went on Kajabi and I created a very simple one-page website in one day, shocked the you know what out of myself. But I watched all the videos on how to do it, and I just had a determination within me that I am going to figure this out. And so inch by inch, I have figured out the tech stuff. I now know how to make sales pages, this and that. I'm emailing my tribe. You know, the first many years of quantum healing, I had so many clients, I didn't have time to build the foundation of a business. So now it's almost like I'm doing some work that, you know, had I had the bandwidth back then to do, but everything's always happening in divine timing. So just, it's a big learning curve.
Government's cleared my therapy clients out of the way, so I haven't got many therapy clients left.
Which is maybe time to create what you are.
So I've been creating different things because I've had to find some way of earning a living. So that's what's happening. But thank you. Yeah. And what was the name? Was it Kajabi or?
Oh, Kajabi is K-A-J as in joy, A-B-Y, I as in Eileen. Yeah, Kajabi. K-A-J-A-B-Y. Yeah. And that's an all-in-one. I find it really easy. So, you know, once I grow that, I'll have a team to handle all the tech stuff. Between now and then, it's all set up for layman's terms. Like if I can figure it out, if I can figure it out. So it's about determination and just sitting down and doing it, even if it hurts. Because now I actually get excited about it. I get excited. Like now I look at making the sales page as creative, right? So, and then the more I write, the more copy I write, the better I get. But at first I was all hung up in what to even say, like, how do you articulate what you do? Whew, that's a hard one. So
I keep on waking up in the middle of the night writing stuff, and I've got screeds of stuff I've been writing down. But it's putting it all together into a form that I can share is the hard bit.
Yeah, so when you're feeling a little foggy headed or lack of motivation to work on it, read your own notebooks. Yeah, that will help you get, because when you had those insights, when you wrote them, you're writing it with energy, with a frequency, okay? And so when you go back into your own writing, you can put yourself into that frequency.
Pick the things out, yeah.
Yeah. And to help rejuvenate it again and get your mind, get it like present in your reality again.
Okay.
Yeah. And then make sure you are giving yourself plenty of self-care time, you know, rest time, you know, honoring the body for sure.
And Jill,
not staying up until 1 a.m.
Jill, when you get it done, send a copy to John. Send the link to John so that he can see it and see what you've done.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, April. Thank you.
Yes, right. Congratulations on getting that done too. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Before we go on to the next question, let's do some sabotage clearing. So this is, I'm just going to tune into each of your energy fields, and we're just going to whip out anything you're willing to let go of. So think about anything that holds you back that you no longer need to hold you back. Okay. And that is what we are going to just whip off all of. I see like the ribbon of undoing going fast to your left. Bring in my beautiful rainbow light straight from source light to pull that out and all time, space, reality clear, any and all sabotage energies, any fear. Yes, lots of fear. Let's release any and all fear out of every cell of your body. Everybody who is here today and who will be listening to the replay, out. Good. Good. I feel a download of I can do this coming through. I see the energy of courage coming through. So as these new energies come into your body and your energy field, it helps to flush out more and more of that stale energy, the old programming. I see lots of neural pathways in your brain dissolving of the old thought patterns that no longer serve you and are not part of your path moving forward. Good. So open and release that. Just imagine. Good. You just tune into your brain, to your neural pathways, and releasing any and all of those old stories that are keeping you small. Out. Good. Good. See, it's a very, to me, it looks like the hand of God coming up behind you and scooping you up like a chair. So those are very, very supportive energies, pure divine support. So, you know, God loves to help those who help themselves, right? And so when those supportive energies are there, we then have to do our part. We can't wait. Oh, and I have something I wanted to share that I saw earlier. I'm getting it again. We can't wait for signs. That's old school. Okay. I'm going to tune in about that. So we're still working on you energetically. So just your only job is to open and release, knowing there's beautiful divine protection all around you. And we're just pulling out the ick. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I had, well, I was born very intuitive, and I heard my guides. They helped raise me and save me from a really hard childhood. And that's, I believe, how I'm able to be the adult I am today. And so for years and years and years, gosh, probably up until 10, maybe 6 to 8 years ago, I heard them very clearly, and they were always nudging me along. It's like I was being pulled along, and I was always fed the next right thing to do, right? I was fed all this from them. And then all of a sudden, where did they go? I didn't hear anything for years. not the pull and the nudge like I was used to. And so what I've been shown is that it was so dense here up until, you know, maybe 10 years ago on this planet, that we needed to kind of be pulled through the density to get anything done that was, you know, really meaningful, that was truly part of our soul path. So we kept either situations would just come to us, magnetized to us. And so now with the level of consciousness, it's almost like we've been given back the reins the reins of manifestation and more of our own free will, you know, there isn't as much pushing on our back, right? To move forward, move forward, move forward. And so it's almost like we're in this holding space of trying to figure out how to move forward without that push that a lot of us have been used to. And so, you know, and your soul doesn't care how long it takes you to kind of recalibrate and find your inner drive again. But know that that is, if you were hearing your guides a lot more than you do now, they're still there, I promise you. They're just giving you a little bit more space to become the master of yourself and to really choose. It's almost like free will got freer and we have more and more choice, which doesn't make it easier, right? So coming back to the beginning of the call where we tune in every single day and ask our soul, what could be, you know, what is the best thing I could do with myself today? And you will be shown what that is. And that might be cleaning out that hall closet, right? So honor what you are receiving. And for April, it's going to be, you know, managing work and unpacking. It's a really big job. So when we always ask that, you know, what can I do today to my highest good? You know, you could phrase that question so many different ways, whatever suits you. What can I do today that is to my highest good? And if I were to have asked that this morning, it would have been get your workouts in and prepare for the John Burgos inner circle call, right? Those would have been my two major themes today. And in between that, I planned my third quarter. But you have a couple, 1 to 2 major things for that day. And if you could squeeze in anything else, then you can get that done. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. That is wonderful. Really, Jill, as soon as you get it done, send a link over to John, okay?
Okay, I promise.
All right, I'm going to mute you now. Julie, you up for another question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Eileen, can you unmute yourself?
Hi, Julie.
Eileen, how are you?
Fine, I think.
Aw.
You know, it's funny, you were talking about almost like clashing forces. Because here I am always, I think I've always known what my life work is and I've been doing it. And now I'm writing a book and I've never written a book before. And it's kind of crazy, but I'm doing it. And I have these neighbors next door that are a major distraction. I feel like I took a stand today though, not with them directly, but indirectly with the building. Because basically this young lady is on a collision course, smoking pot all night long and burning incense that wakes me up in the middle of the night. So I feel like, you know, I'm functioning as well as I can on very little sleep. I don't know if maybe there's something karmic going on. You know, just as an aside, and it's not an aside, her mother was murdered by her father. And I knew her mother through the great grandparents that lived there. And sure, I knew she had been murdered. And who does she come to? She came to me and said, "Where am I?" Mm-hmm. Said, "Just go to the light."
Yes.
And within a second, she was gone.
Yes.
And she knows that. And she's been around worried about her. And I'm really not clear about this at all.
You're not what about this?
I'm not clear on
about like why it's presenting itself. Well, how long ago did she experience the loss of her mom?
It was about 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. It did feel like a long time ago, but I thought if you were relating it to her current downfall, so one, it sounds to me like she needs maybe some love sent to her and compassion, understanding that, you know, she is in a place where she needs some help, right? She needs to, but again, you have to let her soul plan play out, whatever that looks like. I don't believe that we came here to get distracted by substances. That's one big thing I taught my kids. Don't ever lose yourself to substance. And I like red wine and I hardly ever drink it because I cannot allow myself to lose myself to substance. So I have to stay strong about that. So when other people are in that state, unless you feel led or they're asking for help, we have to kind of let them be. But then it's affecting you and your writing that is the problem. So, and there's obviously, no desire or ability to relocate to a different space. Is that off the table? I mean, how long has this been going on?
Several months. And for me, it's just throwing me over the edge because I was basically isolated in isolation. And and the last part of it, she was doing what she was doing with a boyfriend next door. And I know she's not going to come to me for help. It's very clear that she won't. She's avoiding me. And I really had to lay it on the line to management.
That's what my next question was going to be. So I think that you're being asked to speak up about this and, you know, to let them know that, even have you had a chance to talk to her or a willingness to talk to her about how her habits are? Is it seeping through your room? Like you're smelling it and everything? Yeah. So that's not okay. That's
my apartment.
Huh?
It's coming right through my apartment.
Right. So I would definitely, I feel like on a karmic level, a soul level, a lesson that is for you to stand up and express these things to her. And then if it doesn't get resolved through her, you know, and or go to management even at the same time, to completely change things.
I wrote that letter today. I mean, I've written letters to management, but today it was more of an ultimatum.
Yeah. Yeah, and definitely I'm seeing that there an avoidance energy. So if you find that courage and clarity of thought of what you want to say to her before you go over there. But I think that you're being asked to speak up, which is actually an energy that wants to come through your book as well, in some fashion. So it's like this experience is being called to you in perfect divine timing, right? For you to learn and go through and experience and heal and clear any and all soul karma you have with your neighbor, to facilitate further deeper understanding of whatever it is that you're writing. So I definitely see a correlation there, but yeah, definitely just talk to her and move forward with communication. So I definitely see this as you needing to step up and speak up for your situation.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your book writing. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, so who is next?
Let's see. Karina, can you unmute, please?
Hi.
Hi, Karina.
Hi. Yes. Hi. Good. I'm going to put my earbuds on because I have my window, my door open on the patio, and you might hear some cars driving up and down. I'm just curious if there's anything for my guides that want to come through.
I've been feeling really stuck lately, and I'm just not sure what my next steps are in life. I'm also a quantum healer. I've been doing it since, I don't know, many years now. And I just keep getting stopped by people who don't believe what I'm doing. Like, for instance, when I was healing people with COVID through the Zoom, people would say, oh, you can't write that down. You can't say that, things like that. So I feel like I'm living in the dark ages where I'm living. And so I just, yeah.
Well,
I should go back to school or do something else, or.
Well, I find this so interesting. A lot of quantum healers and different energy healers are starting to get the inner memo to kind of move into other things, which I'm finding fascinating. And I think one of the things that, a couple months I temporarily retired from quantum healing, gave myself like 6 months off, which I needed to rejuvenate. So honor that if you're hearing that. You could take your gifts and shift them into, you know, what are you really passionate about? Because your healing gifts are going to come through anything. You know, I'm developing a magical CO program, which is going to teach anybody. It's like the program that I was searching for when I was trying to figure out how to come out with my work, you know, down to healing and activating myself more, to learning how to hold the light and hold sessions, and then all the business stuff. How the heck do you get yourself out there? How do you do the tech part? All that stuff. And so I'm still using my gifts in every session. The whole time I work on you guys a lot more than I say, right? So my healing gifts, even if I have a super practical conversation with you, we could talk about, you know, your daily routine for an hour and a half, and you will get so many downloads. It's not even funny. Right. And so much whipping out of old stale energy that is not in alignment with your new daily routine that we're carving out together. So what are you super passionate about? What do you want to talk to people about?
I want to do energy healing on them. I want to do healing circles. I want to, you know, go to different places around the world once it opens up again. Because, I don't know, when I was in Mount Shasta, you know, light language started coming through my hands. So just spontaneous things. I just want to discover more and activate people more. I'm just being drawn, or have my soul family be drawn to me, you know, because right now, yeah. I just kind of feel like, oh, look who's coming. My little soul family.
Aww. Yeah. Beautiful. So then the super tangible, so you know what you want to do. You want to continue to pursue your healing and allow it to transform within you any way it's wanting to now be expressed through people. And, you know, as far as, you know, declaring that you're healing, curing anything with COVID, just use different terminology. You know what you do. When I'm done with the healing session, I know what I did. Not just I'm the conduit. I know what my team did in that person's energy field and the likely outcome it will have for them, right? So I'm seeing all the energy. I see the manifestation recipe that's energetically brewing for them right now. But I don't tell them all of that, right? And so... Not always. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. So continue to bring your work in. But if you want, you write down your visions and your goals for your work. Mm-hmm. And then we have to take action, right? We're so used to being, you know, I do all my heavy lifting in the energy world, and I have for years. So all of that energy work I did in creating that recipe of all my work, now it's my time to do tangible action-oriented steps in my daily life to bring that to fruition. Like anybody who's created a big online program knows it's a ton of work, you know, working 60 hours a week, but I'm passionate about it because it's what I'm here to do next. Right? I'm putting in the time. Like sometimes I'm working 14 hours a day. So because I can't sit that long, I created a standing desk. Like I'm always improvising, but, and I don't, you know, my kids are raised and they're all like living on their own. So I don't have, well, I have one kiddo left, but he's, you know, comes and goes. And so I don't have a lot of the family responsibilities anymore. But when I did, I was then, you know, my life purpose work was mentoring, which is like life coaching known today, all the homeschool moms and then all the co-ops. So I was still super task oriented. So we just have to become more action oriented and get that stuff done and know that when you're in a steep learning curve, it is uncomfortable. But anybody who has produced their life, you know, their life work, what is brewing within them, had to go through that uncomfortable time where it's just such a steep learning curve. And you have to just keep sitting down and just doing the next right thing, even if it's painful. So we have to, as I've noticed, and as I've gotten younger, I get, don't say older, I get getting younger. Mm-hmm. It's harder to be uncomfortable. I've noticed that, you know, it's harder to make myself uncomfortable. So I have been having to dig deep within myself to push myself. But at the same time, the balance is to honor the self, giving lots of self-care and lots of support to yourself. And when you are exhausted, to rest. So go, 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 go until you need to rest, rest, rest. Go, 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 go until you need to rest, rest, rest. And know that every day your chemistry in your body is different. The astrological bodies that are influencing our energy field, they're playing with and dancing with all of your planetary bodies where they were the moment you were born. It's kind of like you slip into a sleeve of energy, the snapshot of all those planets at the moment of your birth. That energy, it's like you're always birthing through that template of energy, okay? And so we have a lot of energetic influences coming at us. And so that's when we keep honoring ourselves. And so if you're super tired one day, kick up your feet, read a book towards your learning, what you have to learn to get it, your program, your work together. Take advantage of those low energy periods of what you can do, even deep meditation, whatever you have time for. Yeah. Does that help you?
Yeah. So yeah. Well, I was just wondering if I should just continue doing the energy work, or do my guides have another thing for me to do? That was kind of my question.
Well, but just by you answering, like what you, that's the greatest thing, where we don't need a second opinion on, but yes, I'm getting a big yes on your energy work for sure. And just you knowing, you know, when I asked you, what do you really, really, really see yourself doing? That is your guidance team giving you the clues of what you're here to do. It's like what, yeah.
Yeah,
what
you, I have the clear vision for years, but I don't have the support that's coming through. I don't have like, yeah, the clientele that's looking for what I'm supposedly doing. And I don't know why this, and my guides are not giving me the next thing to do.
Okay, so that's very much what happens to me too. So when we're looking outside ourselves and our guides for the next thing to do, remember what I said a little earlier is that when you raise your consciousness to a certain level, you're given the reins and your free will gets freer and they don't push you as much. They don't give you all that insight. So if you're waiting, I went through this myself. I was waiting for like this big aha moment, like I always got before.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. So I'm just humming along doing, you know, my stuff. But like, where is that clear vision? I started asking all those questions we talked about at the beginning of the call and it all lined up.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Yes. Thank Blessings.
Blessings. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Julie, do you have time for one more question?
Yes, I do. It's only 6:26 here. I'm actually needing to wait till it cools off because I bet you it's still about 99.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you, Julie?
I'm on the Central Coast of California.
Okay, how many people are living in an area where the temperature is over 90 right now?
Yeah, Jill, not as many.
Where are you from? Type it into the chat. because we're all moving there.
Well, thankfully, I'm only about 38 minutes from the coast, and it's like 62 there. So, and it cools off here at night to 55, sometimes even 49, even July and August. Nice. So it doesn't even get hot till really hot till about 1 o'clock. So it's not too bad. And then the coast is just, you know, 40 minute drive if I want true relief. And I always leave a jacket in my car because I'll be all hot here. And I'll get to the beach and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's freezing. And it's uncomfortable. See, that whole thing about being uncomfortable. A lot of those people who are really out there doing it, they talk about forcing themselves to get uncomfortable. And I'm there. My partner, Jason, is like a biohacker. And he got this big ice chest that you would put a lot of like frozen stuff in. And he filled it with water and then turned it on. And, you know, it's at like 48 degrees, so all the way down to like 34, because we don't want it to freeze. And we get in it, which is seems like torture. And it is initially, but you know how invigorating that is.
I don't know if I want to be that invigorated.
That's, I know. I know it's maybe not for everybody, but you know, I'm here to like, just, let's just do this. You know, I went through those 20 years of raising those kids. And then I went through a little lull where I didn't do as much as I'm ready to work again. Like I'm ready to get uncomfortable again. So if you're in that rest period, just honor that and know that it will come back where you're just going to want to, you know, put it all in there again. But everybody needs a rest period. So I had, you know, I had a rest period in there. So
okay. We have two more people with their hands up. Can you handle two more questions?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Patricia, unmute yourself, please.
Hi, everybody. Here in Brazil, it's a little bit colder. It's around like 40 degrees now.
But you're in summer, or not in summer, you're in winter time, right?
It's winter time here. So it's chilly now. And my question to Julie is like, two weeks ago, when I start to meditate, I can feel like it's a very tall energy. I don't see, but I can feel like it's going up, and it's a freezing energy, but it's so cold that even with like a heavy coat and a blanket, I can't sustain for a big period of time. It's just like around 5 or 10 minutes. And then what I feel that is like a higher frequency energy. And I would like to know if you have any hints or tips from where this energy are coming from.
Now, what does it do to your energy? Because it almost feels non-benevolent to me. Like
that's my question. If it is, since I cannot see it, I don't know if it's positive or negative.
Right.
And I close my energy.
Yeah, you have an open portal. You have an open portal. It's like a galactic energy coming from Sirius that is not, it's like siphoning your energy. It doesn't feel a good energy. So if you would like, I could help you close that portal you have.
Yes.
How long has this been going on?
Start like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But I remember even a little bit before that, I remember feeling this like it's a freezing energy.
Yeah.
And it's affecting my ability to channel also.
Okay, so one of the things I thought about discussing tonight, but I just wasn't feeling it as much when I jumped on. You know, about non-benevolent energies, there are a lot of galactic energies that are really sent to distract us, especially if we have, you know, like big work to do, you have a big spotlight on your head.
Yeah.
So I've had to build a big dome that makes me be invisible to galactic energies, the dark galactic energies. Well, I don't even like saying the word. I usually say distraction energies because I don't like to give them attention. So if we're going to close that portal, and if it happens again, what your job is, and you just have to master this. You have to keep trying until you do it. You grow your light. So, you know, I just even talking about this, I could tune into so many dark galactic energies, like they're present, right? So I stand up in courage in my light field, in my light body. So I grow my light really big. So remember the crystalline, like you're as if the totality of your energy field is like this huge crystalline globe, like as if you're sitting inside your own full moon. So imagine that you're pushing out any and all dark energies outside of that. Even if you're the glowing light of you, if you sense it starting here, you just keep making it bigger. And it you have the power to do that. And so it's just about releasing fear instantly, because if we're holding fear of these dark energies, then we're going to have a really hard time exuding our light to distinguish them. Right. So, you know, and I put it like, even just having this conversation, I have a light around all the people in my life that they sometimes like to use to distract me. Right. So it's like, I'm shielding all my kids and my partner and my dad, you know, different people right now, so they're not in, you know, in so this is something I'm going to be teaching soon. Maybe if I go back on the John Virgo show, I might be ready to do this. It's a big download I got more recently, and I haven't performed it yet, but I can, you just even talking about this, I could see it more and more. So, but I could practice on you for a minute if you want, to help, and really the whole group. I can, there's some of you that are, you know, we all are, like some of us are like earth angels and some of us are more starseed-ish, right? So there's some of us that are, and there's no right or wrong here, like, but there are some of us who are more galactic because we have spent many, many incarnations on other solar systems and universes. And so we have relationships with other planets, right? Because we've spent time there. And some of us have galactic karma. I'm still working out some galactic karma, right? And so that is why I've had to build a shield to not let them see what I'm doing. Because there's something there that I still have to work out on you know, a few planets. So I sense that about you as well. All right. So first we are going to, I don't know what room you're in now, but the portal doesn't feel like the room you're in right now. Is there a room that you spend a lot of time in?
This is the place that I am in the most of time right here.
Okay.
I used to work in another house. But because of COVID, I closed my office and I'm working from home. So since last year, this is the room that I stay to do my work. I'm like a healer also. And here is the room that I stayed.
Okay. I'm sensing the portal itself is in your bathroom. So whatever bathroom you're using most of the time. Okay. So we're going to, yes, close that right up, seal it with a golden light. Good. And then, okay, so I don't know how much of this I'm going to articulate, but I want each and every one of you just to sit back and relax. Good. So how I'm being shown to build the infrastructure, it's up in the cosmos. It looks like kind of like stainless steel that is a dome shape. And it, of course, you know, heck, it will enhance your communication with galactic beings of the light, but it literally is almost like an umbrella so that the dark energies cannot see your spotlight, your beautiful light that you are here with. Okay. So I'm just going to work on that energetically with without having to say too much. Yeah, and what I'm being shown is anybody who does have galactic karma. So I can't block all that and say, oh, well, he or she will work on it in next lifetime. That's not my job. And so what it is I'm asking for any and all lessons or experiences you're here to learn having to do with your galactic karma. They're going to filter through with ease and grace, right? So it's just kind of slowing it down a little bit so you don't have to experience it all at once, making it much more ease filled. I'd like to ask that with all karma, right? If you have any and all karma left to balance, you know, may you balance it with ease and grace.
That's right.
Yeah, instead of, you know, like if you're gonna, if you know, you're destined to, you have a soul contract, like my 19-year-old, a drunk driver ran through the red light just a couple days ago, and my son was going through the green light and hit him, but he hit just the tail end of the side of his car, not going very fast, which spun the drunk driver over. He took out a street sign, but thank goodness no one was walking and nobody was injured, and the drunk driver got caught and, you know, he got taken off the road. And so, you know, how I've raised the kids, my son is so thankful that he was the one that stopped what could have been a horrible accident if the guy was so drunk, right? And so I always ask for them, and I've taught them to ask to balance all of their karma with ease and grace. And so that's what you get when you pray for that. You get minor things rather than catastrophes, right? And that's the power of praying for your loved ones too.
That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. So next time that happens, if it does, I close the portal. But I do, you know, you in your own meditation, start working with that. Guides, how can I create divine protection? I don't, you know, like to use the word protection, but I'm also a realist, recognizing that there are non-benevolent energies out there. So your job is to build your light, grow your light. If you're afraid, you just have to stand up with your light. You know, that's, you just grow it. And if you're having a hard time, just keep working on that.
That's good.
And not allowing them in there. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, of course.
Great. And finally, Guyana, please unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, beautiful Julie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
everybody. April, thank you so much for organizing everything and for what you said. This touched me to tears. And Julie, thank you for your authenticity and for such a just human, compassionate approach to us, you know? I can feel your beautiful, big heart, and it just... it just makes my heart beat faster,
you know,
in connection, being plugged in into this network of light that we all are, you know, and how we're influencing each other with each other's hearts. So that's
beautiful.
A little bit about that, but
yes.
I wanted to ask if you see anything coming up. For me, I have been shining my light very actively for the last couple of years. And then in the beginning of this 2021, my higher self is like, you know, offer everybody your intuitive poetry. You know, you're gifted at the intuitive poetry. I'm publishing a book right now, Gaia Whispers, Love Poetry from the Heart of Mother Earth.
Oh, beautiful.
It's right now already with the distribution, so it's coming up. But my higher self just offered that to people, and I offered, and I wrote like 25 intuitive poems for 25 people completely behind the scenes. And and then I think it initiated my exploration of service behind the scenes.
Ooh.
So instead of shining, I kind of went into that more dark womb, or, you know, yen. Receiving,
yes.
And to the point when people started to message me on the Facebook, where have I disappeared? And my page was overtaken by other people. And I created the group as a space for other people to express themselves, you know, as a part of my mission. But I have a retreat coming up in Costa Rica, my very first retreat, you know, I signed up for that. I feel like I need to market it, you know, but of course for me, it's just remembering that it's already done. But yet again, on the surface, nothing is yet visible. So not many people really inquired. Well, there were a couple of people, but it's not like filling up. And my question is, how do you discern that balance of visible and visibility? And do I need really to increase, you know, speed up with that visibility thing or back into the visibility? I don't know. Do you understand my question?
Absolutely. Yes. No, it's true. So you just birthed something into the world. And so you're feeling people. Now, is it published yet and out?
Or no, it's when a book baby. You know, the book baby, that's a company, they helped me. First, it will be published in the electronic version. Yes. And yes, I'm planning, I already asked them a step ahead, you know, what it will take to do it in the print. But this is my first book as well. I'm yes. just like, do it.
Like, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I have two more in mind, you know, already.
Yes,
it's a chess play in me, you know, making one move, two in mind, you know. So my next book is called The Generosity of Spaciousness. Mm-hmm. And this is my baby boy.
You're done 10 minutes ago?
Oh, almost done, sweetie.
You're done.
And then
no!
Sweetie, almost done. And just so many projects coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And it makes us left field a little scattered. I'm a manifesting generator on my human design. I have mm-hmm. so much energy and constant downloads, you know, in complete yeah. openness. But I'm,
yes, that is the thing. I'm also that the generator of that as well. So I totally get you. And so one thing we forget to put in our timeline of getting things out in the world is all of our own initiations that we're going through, our downloads, and then the integration periods. So there is an ebb and flow to our energy. So you've just birthed something, and now the natural retreat energy is perfectly normal and here to balance. And so, and then we could have some where you don't have as much clarity, that to have a brainstorm session on paper of the things that you have to do to launch your book, the engagement that you do want to create on social media, whatever other platforms that you're on, you just make a list of what you have to get done. You know, I have a long list of, like, even for the BTO calls, I have 3 presentations I'm giving. It's, you know, so I have tasks that I have to do to prepare for those. And so you just write it all down, and then you're either going to do things in the order of necessity, what's required first, or if you have more time through your need to be introverted, you know, you just look and say, okay, well, if you have the time to pick and choose what you work on today, then look at your list and you're just carve out those hours that you can to work on it and see what your mood is in the mood to work on that day. If you have the necessity of time, if you don't, that's where the mindset comes in, where you just have to flip a switch and just make yourself do it. To the highest good of all.
Yeah, I have this constant habit of following my higher self. I actually always mm-hmm. know what to do, what, you know, I download and then I distribute mm-hmm. through, well, you know, there used to be a time when I would download my poetry and I would just share it immediately. Mm-hmm. Sweetie. Now I download and I may share with people just on Messenger. You know, just like bless everybody, you know, like sitting of that, you know, the generosity, you know. But I may just get so present in my human life that I almost like forget, like, oh, I did that, I download, I needed to share that, you know. And maybe it's selfish, but I feel more balanced and more healthier than I've ever felt. You know, I just swam in the ocean for 3 hours on Saturday. You know, it was so beautiful. I felt like I was in heaven. I was like, oh my God, I'm so lucky to live in a place where I can just go to the ocean and swim for 3 hours in this warm water, you know? And it just like, I feel human, you know, beautifully human. And no shame about it. No shame about it.
That's right. No, you know, I completely agree. The more conscious I have become, the more normal I become. And I am anything but normal, right? But it's true. It's the more human I've become. And when I'm done with a lot of quantum healing clients, what do I want to do? I want to go be a human. I want to go take a beach walk. I want to go have a nice meal with a glass of wine. When there was a movie theater open, heck, I'm going to go watch a movie. Like I'm done in the multi-universe. I want to be here right now and I want to play. Right. So it is about balancing that. And then with, you know, your kiddo there, you'll have to just, I'm sure you already know that, to just carve out time where, you know, he's occupied doing something and just be strategic in your approach to doing the remaining things you have to do. A lot of times we get one part of the project done and we feel energetic relief and we need to retreat for a couple of days, you know, as much time as we need to, then get rejuvenated and then figure out what else you have to do. So what do you remember your original question? I feel like there's still something else there.
Do you see anything about retreat? Just interested.
Hi honey, how are you? Are you hanging out with mom?
He's my little monkey, you know. This is like the jokester energy that you just cannot get mad at, you know.
Hi. Exactly. Hi. You want a little screen time? So do I see anything else outside of your poetry, or do I see you doing more with your poetry?
My poetry is just a part of what I am and what I'm doing. I'm bringing many healing modalities. So mainly it's my cosmic yoga, you know, actually an energy healing through the yoga. It's like channeling with your whole body. So, absolutely. And I'm healing, I want to teach people how to energize and unlock that kundalini energy, you know. Yes. and then how to stream it to its creation, because I know how to channel. I want to just teach people to do it, and so I decided to do it in that you know, 1 week in Costa Rica retreat. I rented the entire hotel and everything. So this is to me like an expansion, like a stepping out of my comfort zone, you know, like just going with it, you know. And I have the confidence. I also have the curiosity. If you've seen anything in the direction of that expansion.
Yes. So you all that you're passionate about, everything you want wants you. So what you're passionate about is what you're here to bring to the world. So all of that, so anything you choose to do, this is the best part and the hardest part, is that anything you choose to do, all of your healing energies are going to come through that. But you have many choices of how that, what that looks like. that's where you have to tune in and say, okay, if in a perfect world, what would my life look like? I mean, that, you know, I ask myself that all the time, and I get, you know, I know where I'm headed, right? I know where what would be my epic life. I actually would love to do retreats and then not have to perform for a month, right? That would be epic. So when you learn who you are on a soul level, like I could be the best, you know, than an author where I just write a book and then go do some book signing tour and then be done for like 3 months and then go play or create the next thing. Like that is what my personality is kind of formed. So ask yourself, what is your personality? Because we're here as humans, we all have a personality template. To me, it's like a program. So we're all operating through our own individual program. And we can have big hairy goals, but if they are not aligned with our program, if they are not aligned with our personality, they are not going to get done. And then you're going to beat yourself up and you're going to think there's something wrong with you that you're not doing this, this, and that.
Oh, no, I'm so curious about my personality. I did the personality test on the 16personalities.com. I'm a campaigner. So I am thriving on an introvert, but I am thriving on this big companies. That's why I'm here plugged in, you know, into this community. Right. So I'm giving and receiving all at the same time. So I surrendered to that. And I'm curious about how I can apply that, you know, and actually to.
So I see you definitely holding space for others, and you're definitely a transmitter and a transmuter, and then, you know, a conduit for activations. So what I see you working with groups of people, absolutely start off with what feels like the next right thing. Is it your yoga and teaching people how to awaken through their bodies? It will evolve as you go. So you just need a starting point, but I definitely see you having like a platform. So to develop, I see you developing something big. You are here to be a builder. So you are going to be building something big. And it's okay if it takes time. You're raising a family, you have other things going on. So just hold your vision, write it down, and then just start working towards that as you can. But keep getting your work out there. And it's almost like whatever you're passionate about right now, you know, give it to the world. And you, if you're in a place that you want to start charging a monetary exchange for your energy, then listen to that too, right? Like so many light givers think we just need to just give everything away for free because it just comes through us so easily, right? But there's a level of energy exchange that is it's the balance. It's even a karmic balance. And so you can very easily create a business where the business, all your energy you're giving out is then feeding you. Right.
Well, you see, that's what I'm doing right now. I actually found such a business and I'm making a business and actually in touch with my human, finally my human part of me. You know, I'm teaching people and learning myself about how money works, you know, and actually I am being compensated for that, even though it's not per hour like we used to, but I'm compensated for actually building people and encouraging and empowering people and educating and finding those financial strategies that take them out of that or get them protected, you know, or, you know, even putting some life force behind their dreams, but all along I'm teaching how to put the life force behind my dreams so that I don't prey on my book to become a bestseller or my courses to buy, you know, so I can do that out of purity of my offering. So, and thank you so much for your generosity and for answering my questions.
Absolutely. Good luck with everything. You have a lot. You have a lot of potential. Everybody has so much potential. And you know, it's we have way more potential than we can probably deliver, and that's okay, right? Because we're never going to get it done. Each day we just do the best job we can. And you know, to reiterate what April said earlier, you know, everybody has their own individual life plan. And so some of us are here to be in front of other people and to be a leader, but we couldn't be a leader without all the background people. And I'd say that very lovingly, that everyone plays a role. Like April's role for John is huge. She's holding so much space for the show. And John, and handling so much of the tech stuff and so many emails and so many questions. Think about how much energy she's exchanging with all those people who count on her every day. You know, it's a huge job and it fits her personality perfect. She said, you know, I love what I do and I love being behind the scenes, and that's okay. And that is because she is in tune with her soul and what she's here to do. And so, you know, we're not all here to be the same thing. Thank goodness. This would be a very boring place to live. Right. So no matter what, it's all about my only dream for myself is to feel completely and totally fulfilled. So fulfilled to me is just happiness, love, and joy, and this heart-centered level of fulfillment. So that's going to look different for everybody. What is truly fulfilling to you? Because you can only do what you came here to do. Nobody else can do it for you. And so don't underestimate the power of your energy in every single thing you do. Okay. Every single thing. So, I mean, there's, you know, a time in my life where I was a single mother and I was working out in the world, and I was, you know, I just was a nice person to people, and I did what I had to do then, and I did it with joy. And the second it started getting really uncomfortable, I was like, okay, the universe is showing me the door on this one, you know. And then I had the guts to pursue something else. But you know, we just sometimes we have seasons of life where we have to do what we have to do. But in that, you can be on your soul purpose because you're exuding your beautiful energy, your love, and your activations for people. If you have made it on the John Burgos Inner Circle call, if you are part of John's group, you have already done a lot of work on yourself. And just to be a vibrational match to being here. So let's take a moment and honor who you are right now, right? It's fueling and honoring and loving who you are right now that then gives you the opportunity to share that love with other people. That's really what it's about.
And you guys know that too. You look at each other and see the strengths and the lights.
Mm-hmm.
But every single one of you has that. Mm-hmm. Every single one of you. And it's wonderful to watch you guys play together and learn and grow together. I don't think even John imagined what this would be when he started it. It's pretty amazing to watch. And Julie, wow, what a night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty. I'm gonna
put Julie's package link in the email. If you want to buy it, please email me and let me know so I can get you the light discount on it. And Julie, wow. I have to get in touch with you about further scheduling down the road. And all of you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week, I think. I can't remember what we're doing next week. I think he's sending me homework. So homework next week. Tara, hey. I love that face. Homework.
Yes. Homework is a good thing.
Homework is hard. Homework hurts a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But you always come out of the other end with something you didn't have before.
That's right.
Yep, anyway, a wonderful night.
Yes, thank you everyone so much. I love you all, and yes, many blessings on your beautiful journey.
Love and blessings.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, April. It was so nice. Yes, to
thank
have
you, April,
tonight.
So much.
Bye, you guys.
All right, bye, guys.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Bye, bye.